Om Shanti. We will be revising the latest Bab Dada's Avyakt Murli of 8th October 2017. This is the recorded Murli of 26th November 2006. 30th November 2006. The heading of the Murli is Burn the tail of eye consciousness with intense volcanic yoga. And bring completion and be similar to same as father and bring completion closer. Big title. There was a German philosopher, Arthur Schopenhauer. He was a bit pessimistic, but there is a recorded incident in his life that once early in the morning, around 3 o'clock in the morning, he went to one garden and he was moving in that garden. All of a sudden, the gardener woke up and that gardener asked Arthur Schopenhauer, "Who are you? From where you have come? What are you doing? What do you want?" Because it was an unknown person. Early in the morning at 4, 3 a.m. in the morning, somebody is roaming in his garden. So that's why the gardener asked him, "Hey, who are you? First, from where you have come? 2, 3, what do you want? What are you doing here?" He said, "I never heard such questions. This is what I am searching the whole life. I do not know who I am. The same thing I am searching here. I do not know who I am, from where I have come, what I have to do, where I have to go. What is the purpose? This is the basic question of my life, which I have been searching all throughout the life. And I still do not know who am I." So this I, the entire Murli is upon this I consciousness. Because we do not know the real I. When we say I, it is the I of body consciousness. There is yet another dimension, and which is in fact the real one, and that is the I of soul consciousness. Baba said in this Murli, if you want to bring completion closer, samapti, you have to burn this tail of I consciousness. If you want to burn this Lanka, this old world, first of all, you will have to burn this tail of I consciousness. You call yourself Mahavir and you are still carrying that tail. You need to burn that tail so that you can burn this world. And for this, you need a very important thing. And that is, how do you burn this tail? Shilbhai, how do you burn this tail of I consciousness? With intense volcanic yoga. Intense volcanic yoga. So you have to become intense volcanic yogi. There is a memorial goddess of volcano, Jwala Devi. So now you have to begin intense volcanic yoga. And for this, 10 things are necessary, which we will take out from the Murli. Rather, I will say these are the prerequisite to become or to do intense yoga. Exactly what is intense yoga is a different thing. And how to do is a different thing. And what are the components of tapasya is a different topic. But we will discuss the prerequisites. And for achieving this stage of intense yoga, you need 10 things. Each of these 10 things, they have figure 3. You should have that figure 3, except 1 or 2. This figure 3 should be there. So what are the things which are necessary, required to be intense तपस्वी, इंटेंस योगी और वोल्केनिक योगी. फर्स्ट थिंग, यू नीड टू हैव थ्री ट्रेजर्स विथ यू और थ्री अकाउंट्स. इफ यू वॉन्ट टू बिकम ज्वालामुखी योगी, यू शुड हैव थ्री ट्रेजर्स. वॉट आर द थ्री ट्रेजर्स? फर्स्ट, द ट्रेजर ऑफ एलिवेटेड रिवॉर्ड प्रारब्ध. सेकेंड ट्रेजर, सेकेंड अकाउंट, यू शुड हैव चैरिटेबल डीड्स. एंड थर्ड, ब्लेसिंग. ट्रेजर ऑफ ब्लेसिंग, चैरिटेबल डीड्स, पुण्य कर्म एंड ट्रेजर ऑफ प्रारब्ध, श्रेष्ठ एलिवेटेड रिवॉर्ड. एंड हाउ डू यू अचीव दैट? हियर ऑल्सो बाबा सेड, इफ यू डू इंटेंस एफर्ट यू विल हैव एलिवेटेड रिवॉर्ड. If you remain satisfied and reside, and if you satisfy others, then what happens? Blessings. Third, if you do charitable deeds, selflessness. If there is a selflessness, then you accumulate this treasure of charitable deeds. So for becoming intense yogi, you need these three treasures. Then, first point. Second, if you have these three treasures, there would be three signs. First, you will be satisfied. Second, you will have good wishes and pure feelings. And third, about your stage, khushnuma and khushnaseeb, happy and fortunate. So if you want to achieve this target of being an intense yogi, you need to have three treasures, three signs. And since Baba is saying these are treasures, then definitely you need keys. So three keys are necessary. Without these three keys, this treasure remains locked, inaccessible. You cannot get this treasure. You need a key. So there are three keys. First, instrument. Second, humility. Third, selflessness. Now this key should have a number. Dot. So three dots. Soul, first dot. Supreme soul, second dot. Drama, third dot. Now, this is the third thing. Other thing is, if you want to become a tapasvi or jwalamukhi yogi, the next thing which is needed is, you need to know the method of opening this treasure. And the methodology is determination. And in that determination, again three things you should have. Faith. You should have faith. Second, you should be carefree. And third, you should have guarantee of victory. So, these are the things. Now, let's look at the construction of words and how Baba is decorating his statements. He started with three treasures, three signs, three keys, three numbers, and then three determination leading to three things. If you just look at all these things, these, how many? Five. Total 10 things are there. If you look at these five things, just contemplate what is there. What he is saying. First thing he is saying is that you need to do intense effort. Second, he is saying you need to remain satisfied and satisfy others. Third thing he is saying is, you should have good wishes for all. Another thing he is saying, you should practice soul consciousness and God consciousness and trying to live in the present and not in the past. And then he is talking about determination. In that determination also, you should have faith. Determination would lead to faith, carefree lifestyle, and determination will lead to guarantee of victory. So all these things are necessary. If you convert all of these as virtues like determination, faith, soul consciousness, God consciousness, doing self-satisfaction, doing intense, having good wishes, pure feelings, so they all become different words. But these are the things, but Baba decorated them and he's saying these are treasure, this is key, this is number, these are signs, you know, this is his miraculous or his beautiful way of expressing things. He could have told, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, if these things you should have. But that is not, there is no beauty in that. he will decorate in different ways. So these are the things you want. Next, there is mantra. Without that, instrument of that. Without that instrument, you cannot become Jwalamukhi Yogi. And that mantra is Man Mana Bhava. Attach your mind to him. Detach your mind from the world and attach it to God. This is what you have to do. Your mind is attached to so many things, so many persons, so many people, so many places, things, objects. Detach, because you are not going to get anything from there. Detach your mind from all of this worldly nonsense. And attach it to the One, who is the ocean of sense, the supreme essence. This is the fifth. Then sixth, three passes. Stay near to Him. Whatever circumstances that come, whatever situations or whatever sightseeings or whatever drama brings in front of you, pass all those circumstances. And third, pass with honor in the exam, in the paper of intense efforts, in the paper of love. In love, paper of love, you all have passed. Baba has given the certificate. You are passed already. But now you have to pass in the paper of intense efforts. So, this passing thing, to stay pass means near. It's a good practice to stay near God, to stay in God's company, to be with Him all the time. One philosopher has said very good thing. When I forget God's company, I feel lonely. I feel lonely only when I forget that He is my supreme companion. I feel lonely and I have nobody in life. Why nobody? Is He not your supreme friend? Have you not made Him your supreme companion? Why you are missing anybody? People write a message, I miss you. Why this missing thing is arising? Why you want to miss worldly people? Can they fill that vacuum, that emptiness which is there? No. None of the human beings can fill that vacuum. So what is this stupidity of messaging somebody, I miss you? I miss your classes. This is a supreme stupidity. There is no need to miss. Except God, don't use this word anywhere. Except God, don't use the word love anywhere. Because that would be distorted, deformed, and misunderstood by the world. If you write somebody, I love you, they might take it some other way. So it's better to be careful in usage of such word as love. He is a very jealous God. He doesn't tolerate. He wants you to love only Him. There's a story, a very famous English story. Husband and wife, they love each other too much. Wife is very compassionate. She goes to shopping one day and she finds a girl, a very poor young girl who has nobody, and she takes pity on her and brings her home. And she is giving her clothes, sari and everything. It's an Indian story. It's featured on television also, long back in my childhood. So husband comes home. He says, who is this girl? She said, I have brought her. He said, no, she should not be here. We will not keep her in our home. She said, no, she has nobody. Please keep her. She is so poor. She is illiterate. I will give her everything. So husband is furious little. He doesn't like why somebody is coming and interfering in their private life. They are staying alone, recently married, and that girl. So what that husband does, a trick. He comes, she said, I have decided means I have decided. Now whatever you do, you do. She will stay here. So husband goes to bath and he comes back. And now he says, we have to go to party. So I say, okay, let's get ready. So take her also. Husband says, she says, why you want to take her? He says, she is so beautiful. She should go and give her the best of clothes. Now I think that she should accompany us everywhere. So she starts feeling insecurity, the wife. He says, why she? So he says, she is very beautiful. Now she is going to stay in this house. I am not going to close my eyes. She is nice. Look at her hair, her eyes. Everything is so nice. So, volcano inside erupted in the wife's. So, the husband goes out somewhere and then what she does, she gives some money through a servant, through that girl, and sends her away. go home, that girl. What is that actor? Pallavi Joshi played the character of that girl in that serial. And our Suresh Oberoi is the husband in that serial. So he played the role of the husband. It's a short story. So the husband comes. He says, let's go. The wife says, no, I tried to stop her a lot. But she left. What should I do? I tried to stop that girl. But she wanted to go, so she left. And then she asks, do you love me? He says, I love you too much. And they go, for what is this? this story tells so many characters of woman and so many features, characters of male. What is there in the heart of a woman and what is there in the heart of man? If you contemplate on this story, at least 10 characteristics of woman and 10 characteristics of male will come out. So, where were we? We were discussing 3 passes. So stay with him, pass all the circumstances and pass with honor. These are the 3 passes. Then, next, 3 calls. Call of time, call of devotees and sound of your mind. You should hear this. Then 3 titles you have. Compassionate, merciful and you are kind. Compassionate, merciful and kind. This is your title. The whole world is caring you. Oh, merciful souls, send them to land of liberation, Baba is saying. So you should have that attitude of compassion, mercy and kindness to become Jwalamukhi Yogi. You should hear those calls of devotees, call of time and sound of your own mind. Then you can become Jwalamukhi Yogi. Then, if you want to become Jwalamukhi Yogi, you have to be in the plane of Bab Dada's love. You have not come here by train, one. Second, you have not come here by bus. You have not come here by flight. You have to travel in Bab Dada's plane of love. Then only you can become Jwalamukhi Yogi. Otherwise, you cannot become Volcanic Yogi. If you think that I am traveling by bus, no. Reject it. You cannot reach Paramdham by bus. You cannot reach Paramdham by flight. You cannot reach Paramdham by any train. You have to board. And this is the unlimited airport, Baba has said. Madhuban is unlimited airport. Here is the plane of Bab Dada's love. Board it. You should have visa and everything you can get here. And then take off to Paramdham. Then, your thoughts are thoughts of love. Thoughts of love reach Bab Dada much before your emails, your messages and your letters. So if you want that, your thoughts to reach Bab Dada, no need to write even letter and then trying to put in his translate in his pocket. It is love, thought of love, sankalp of love, straight away reach him. You need not to use letter even or mail, or nowadays WhatsApp was not there in 2006. Probably if the same Murli comes now, Baba would use the word WhatsApp or many things. He would have used all this. Twitter, Facebook. We have never heard Baba using the word WhatsApp till now. Okay. Yeah? Email. That time only email was there. So Baba said all these things come later. First this thing. So how many we completed? 10? 10. So these are the 10 things. Out of these 10, everywhere there is a 3. Only one is one, which is one manava, one mantra. So these 10 things you should have. Then what you become? Intense Jwalamukhi Yogi. And with that intense Jwalamukhi Yogi, you burn the tail of eye consciousness. And when you burn the tail of eye consciousness, you burn the Lanka. And when you burn the Lanka, you bring Samapti, completion, closer. This is in short, in nutshell, the crux of the Murli. Om Shanti.